Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. As always, Dad is here with me.
Good morning, folks.
And I have Davis with me this morning, my little Boy Scout.
Hey.
Well, that's one way to address. What rank are you now, Davis?
I'm first class.
First class, and you'll be done with life probably the end of July, right?
It's star then life.
Oh, sorry, that's right. One of
I forgot one.
You know, and then of course Drew Jones
hey
is with us. Thank you,
John.
John, sorry. I should have wrote it down.
Yeah.
Drew,
no worries.
How about that?
Yeah, that works for me. Thank
Drew.
You.
Yeah. Drew's an Eagle Scout, and I have on my notes crew. Could you explain to the world what the crew is?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Crew is basically the and it's been around since the early 90s, if not the late 80s. I actually forget what year it actually started. But it's basically is BSA, the Boy Scouts of America, decided is that there needed to be a program for, you know, when Scouts and Boy Scouts started to get, you know, a little older, you know, we're going on the same campouts in our Boy Scout troop. They want to do something a little bit more high adventure. And that's where crew kind of comes in. And they decided to go one step further and kind of make it both where Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts meet.
Gotcha.
And it's for boys and girls 14 and above till 21.
So. And this crew, your crew, they do a lot of shooting sports,
so
right?
We do a lot of shooting sports. We haven't done a lot of, like, high-adventure camping just because we were kind of new to the community and we're just really starting out trying to get new members.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, doing a shooting sport, shooting activity, we go out to Reading Gun Club, sometimes Record Range. It's really easy to do when you only have, like, five or six members.
Yeah.
You know, go out there, do that. It's a lot of fun. Would recommend anybody come join if you have a son or daughter, 14 plus, especially if they're already been in scouting, another Girl Scout troop or another Boy Scout troop. It's something great to add on to your scouting career.
I like it, and the uniforms, it's not the khaki. It's like the hunter green.
It's like the like the evergreen green.
Evergreen,
it's really nice, I will say, for anyone that has worn a uniform before. It's nice, it's airy, it's light, it's wonderful.
Well, Davis's Boy Scout uniform has an extra hole on the back right now.
Yeah.
Well, is that extra hole designed to be there?
Well, it was
I ripped my uniform.
Not listening and tore it off. So, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I know one of our scouts in our troop is in the crew.
Yeah.
And there's probably another one coming along. There's an age requirement. Did you just say that?
Yeah, so you have to be 14 or you have to have completed the eighth grade, one or the other.
Yeah.
Because the idea is that it's supposed to be for your older scouts that
are
going to be doing high adventure anyways.
Gotcha.
So, because, like, you know, your normal Boy Scout troop of, you know, you have your 11 to 18 is those that are, you know, 11, 12, 13 might not be quite ready to do high adventure or, you know, whatever.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I know we have another one that's headed your way. This one probably will be at some point. So,
maybe.
Well, thanks for coming back. And I know last week we touched a little bit on, you know, you go to MIT and what you do there and, you know, you're some rocket scientist or, you know, chaos like that. And
yeah.
I know Aileen, who couldn't be here this morning, she wanted to because she's – on your level with that education and all. She, as soon as I started to stumble through it, she knew exactly what it was and all. Way smarter than I am. She's way, way smarter. Unfortunately, or fortunate, I guess, Dad is a Navy buddy of mine is just got a really, really good job offer over in Idaho. So his going away party is tonight and down in Chico. So she opted to stay home today. She makes a lot of stuff, crafty stuff. So she's trying to make something personal for him, and we're going to drive down there. But next time you come in, she definitely wants to. As long as there's not a scout event going on, which we're coming into summer, so there's going to be a lot of scout events coming on. So I know we've got a camping trip to Lassen Park here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then we have Aja Maui. I think that I know I say it wrong, and if Amy's out there listening, she's screaming at her radio right now. And it's a lake, and you have to canoe over to the campsite.
I believe you're pronouncing it correctly, but if you're wrong, Amy's screaming at me.
Yes, we all know she's yelling. There'll be a text come flying across my phone here real quick. We've got that coming up, and then we have. Was it Glass Mountain? We're going to Glass Mountain, and in summer camp, we're going to Camp Winton, which is up in the Sierra Nevada. So that one, I think that's Bear Lake Reservoir that is attached to, which looks a lot better than we were at Camp Baker last year, right on because you're close to the coast, and it's cold. The wind's blowing.
Great place to do the polar bear plunge.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to talk the boys in because I'll be there the whole time. So we'll do that. Maybe we'll come up with a special offer for all of that. So
ice cream.
Oh, no. You can only do that at Camp Merriweather. That's 15 miles from the Tillamook Ice Cream Factory.
Well, we did was at Camp Fleischmann a couple of years ago, and that's a warm water spring that comes up right there. So the water was warm. I didn't even think they had a polar bear plunge because it's not cold water. It's warm water. You can't get the boys out of the water there.
You could call it the grizzly bear plunge. You know, just do something. Make us get up early in the morning.
Take a bar of soap with you. Maybe you accidentally clean yourself while you're in there. So.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I know. After a week, they're all riding in the back of the truck back down the hill. So we have a lot of scout stuff going on, a lot of things. Robotics camp starts next week, so you know it's not quite the level, you know, like we were talking about, Drew, you know, that next level, but it's a start, and it's fun, and it's something to do that's not sitting in front of a TV for
definitely get that. It's that time of year though, you got to get out, you got to do something.
Yes. We're building a lot on our property. We have horses out on the back of our property now, so this week we had to build a new fence and do a few things, so it's kind of cool to look out the right out our backyard. We fenced off an acre, and that's we consider our backyard, and then everything beyond that, the horses are back there, and it's neat to you know just to see them out there, and they're healthy horses, and also they're big, aren't they?
Yeah, they were really big when I saw them first.
Yeah, the dogs didn't know what to do, and now I just think they think they're just two really big dogs, you know.
Probably.
Homer could care less. He won't leave the deck anymore. He just sits on the deck and barks at everything. But
sometimes they give him pets.
Yeah. He's our oldest, and so lots of stuff coming into summer. We got a lot of crazy chaos going on in the freeways, both highways going through town.
Yeah,
a lot of construction, especially down where you're at, Dad. They can't get that intersection there on Pinion figured out. The lights are still all kind of out of whack, and right there by the outlet stores.
Yeah, they're flashing lights up those three lights there, and then you get up to the light in front of where Walmart is on that Pleasant Hill.
Yes,
it doesn't flash, but people will stop at the red and then take off.
Yeah,
there's been several accidents.
Yeah. I have a Facebook page. I forget the name of it. Something, you know, anything that comes across emergencies or anything, people post it. And that stretch right there from North Street up to Walmart, lots of accidents. And then, of course, right there on I-5. But most of the accidents on I-5 seem to be up right around the where's the truck stop? That Knighton Road right there. And all that seems to be the hot spot. I wonder if people are just getting
accidents there even before construction. Yeah. So I mean, I think it's just made it 10 times worse, probably.
It's really busy with all those big trucks coming in and out, and then you got the crazies driving up through there not watching.
Yes. Well, they got the K-rails, too, so you don't have anywhere to kind of drift over to right now. you drift a little too far to the left, you're bouncing off a wall, and then you're slamming into somebody else.
Yeah, that's like an inch and a half to the left.
Oh, so you want to pay bumper cars on I-5? You didn't invite me.
You didn't invite me.
Me too.
See, that's why we drive big trucks, right, Davis? So we can see
yep.
and bounce off and at least be above everybody. So, well, that was an interesting opening segment. We didn't talk anything veteran related.
More scouts and funny stuff.
Yeah, you know, we'll do all of that when we come back. We have a few events coming up.
Ooh.
And, of course, you know, we just celebrated D-Day. So we will talk about that when we come back to Manning the Watch. Thank you for listening on KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and I'm being shot with a rubber band right now, so I'm flinching a little bit. Thank you very much. Get that out of our system real quick, you know. Thank you for that, Jared, and on. Well, we didn't really get into a lot of veteran stuff last time, so now I feel like I'm a little behind, but we just celebrated D-Day. We just had, you know, of course, anything you turned it on TV, you know, the Normandy, you know, and this and that. And as I say, you know, the History Channel should just be called the Hitler Channel because everything they show on there either starts with Hitler or ends with Hitler. And on after a while, it kind of gets a little
derivative.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we got it. Got it. And but it's kind of it's really neat to, you know, me being in the Navy to see all of those ships getting so close to shore, and then all of the guys offloading and going up on the beaches, you know, and
all those big guns going off.
Yeah, all those boom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go, Davis. Flex those big guns over there.
those
12-year-old big guns. Huh? So,
yeah.
But those, I remember, Dad, when I was probably hit Davis's age, maybe high school age, when they tried to take some of the old black and white footage and turn it into color, and it just looked horrible. It looked like everybody had makeup on, you know. But now when they're doing it, you know, we got guys like Drew that are super smart and Davis who know how to do computers. And the computers are doing it, and they look like they were filmed today in high def and all. And then it really changes your, you know, what you're seeing. You're just not seeing, because water, when you're looking at the water, it's either reflective or it looks dark.
Yeah.
And then the sands and then the beaches, you know, and the bulkheads and all. But wow, when you see it in color, you're just like, whoa, that brings it home. Black and white, we can always, that's not real because the world's not in black and white. I give Dad a hard time all the time. When you were young, was everything in black and white?
It still is.
It still is. Well, for you, bad example. Yeah. He's colorblind, so.
Yeah. No, there was a couple, I remember there was, I don't know whether it was just I was watching reruns on TV of, like, Gunsmoke, and, you know, I still remember watching The Wizard of Oz as a kid as, you know, it goes black and white and then color, you know.
Yeah.
I remember those, you know, just, I mean, they were few and far between back in the early 2000s, but
they're still there. I do a lot of photo stuff, and I like taking photos in black and white. I like using real film, taking it in black and white, because it brings more to it as a photo. But something like that, the storm in the beaches and all, it's one thing in black and white, but when you see it regenerated in color, it makes it, we were there, we were part of that.
It
makes it real. That's where I'm headed. It makes it very real and all. So, you know, all of those men, there's a few women involved in that back then. You know, we lost a lot of lives on that, but that pushed through. And, you know, you can always, you know, watch History Channel and they'll give you more information. You want to know how they pushed them back all the way up, back through Poland and all that good stuff. If Ranger Rick was here, he'd be giving us all kinds of history lesson right now. So,
oh, I can do that for
Ranger Rick. No.
Oh, okay.
What president's son was on, I think, Omaha Beach on D-Day?
Mm-hmm. What president's, I don't know.
Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's kind of cool.
That is.
So MacArthur, everything he did during World War II, the president after World War II was at Truman.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had an issue when they were both still in. So then when MacArthur was doing whatever he did during the Korean War, Truman pulled his commission. Did I hear that right?
He fired him.
Gotcha. So there had to have been some personal.
Oh, they said it went all the way back years.
Before World War II when they were younger officers.
I think it went all the way back to the academy, actually.
Yeah.
Because they were always number one and number two.
Yeah. Patton, like you just said, Patton was on a whole. He did what he wanted to.
Yeah.
And so
Patton was an old time cavalry officer. The only thing was he had tanks instead of horses.
I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, you know, I apologize, but I always looked at Patton, the Army, and Chesty, the Marine Corps, as kind of the same. They did what they wanted to. They were going to do how they felt things were going to be done right. You know, Chesty went to Panama. He took the Tiger, they call them the Tiger Platoon, Tiger something like that, and they basically took that land down there. You can't get away with anything like that anymore. So
not with the internet.
But speaking about all these Army generals and past presidents and stuff, the 14th is the Army's birthday. Mm. So I know they have something planned, and I know the gentleman who runs the recruiting office over there, really nice. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times. I met him in person a couple of times. Really, really nice guy. they're setting something up. I don't know the details on that yet. If Frank probably knows a lot more what's going on than I do, but I do know he wants to be on the show next week. So we may end up having a couple of Army guys in here next week. And of course, if Ranger Rick is around, he's always welcome to come in. So we'll fill the room full of a bunch of Army guys, and they can talk about that because we do it during the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Marine Corps birthday is conveniently the day before Veterans Day. So
how convenient.
How convenient.
Very convenient.
Well, I don't think there was a Veterans Day way back when they were in Toon Tavern and thinking about all of that stuff. But
no.
So most of the time when you see the images like on D-Day and Normandy and all of that, a lot of that is Army. A lot of those guys are Army because a lot of the Marines were here in the Pacific.
Yeah.
And, you know, Baba Black Sheep, you know, we grew up watching that. And also they were over here really kind of taking the Japanese side and all. So, you know, we were fighting a war on two fronts with our Army and our Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Saving Private Ryan, that's all Army guys, you know, and a Band of Brothers, that's all Army guys. So yeah, the vision, when you see that, I think everybody just instinctively thinks that's Army, which I think that's correct. I may be wrong. But I think
it is, because I'm trying to remember. I don't think there were any Marine divisions.
There might have been smattered in there here and there. But with all of the
some specialty
all the
companies
Navy
or
ships,
something,
yeah,
but
with all of the Navy stuff going on, you think there had to have been Marines attached to,
here and there.
And so, yeah, that'd be interesting. And now they've just found a couple of tanks, quote unquote, floating tanks that went from England across the channel into France. It had some kind of a tarp that went up underneath of them, and it made them just buoyant enough that they can go all the way across the channel, but only like 3 out of 10 made it all the way over. So now they're finding all of these tanks down in the bottom, you know. So that'd be kind of interesting. You'd be scubaing along. Oh, hey, there's a tank right there, you know.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in the tank is the issue here.
Well, they probably, as soon as it started to go down, jump right out.
Yeah, know? That was a real bright idea. 30-ton tank with a canvas boat.
Yeah, it's
kind of
funny.
Could be worse ideas.
I'm sure there was
definitely
a lot
worse.
Hey,
yeah.
They even had a Jeep that had the same thing on it.
Yeah, and
what?
Okay, a Jeep's one thing. What does a Jeep weigh? 3,000 pounds, probably less than, probably 2,600 pounds.
1,500.
Yeah, I mean, light, you know, 4 or 5 guys can dang near lift it, wiggle it over. But a tank, even back then, tanks were 30 tons-ish.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, Bradley, those were, what were those?
I don't know what those would have been. Well, they may have been English tanks, too, so yeah. Who knows? I mean, you know, they spoke proper English.
Shermans,
yeah, you know, but they don't float.
No, they do not float.
They don't float. You know, they sink real good.
They sink real well.
like a rock, you know.
That's their specialty.
That's their specialty, to sink, yeah. But, yeah, that whole thing. Now, you know, all these decades later, a couple generations away from that, or several generations away from that, we can look back at that. And, you know, it didn't just happen. You know, it's not so close that, you know, it's super relative to us. But now we can look at all of that and think, you know, look at it and be more objective when we're looking at it. But the amount of resources that went into World War II as a whole from all of the different nations, our side, the other side and all that, there's a lot of resources went in, you know, but look what came out of that. The what was the German rockets, and then he ended
V2,
von Braun.
And on, then, you know, he came over to us, and then that was what kind of drove the
jet engine came out of World War II.
The jet engine, yeah, you know, and also a lot of stuff came out of that, you know, that helps us today. So
I can Ranger Rick you on jet engines too.
when we come back, you can do that. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Good morning and welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and Dad, I think I cut you off on something before we went on the commercial break, so we'll let you get that out.
Yeah, we were saying jet engines were invented in World War II. Well, they actually were, but the English invented the first jet engines and patented them. The Germans sent to the patent office and got the patents for the jet engine free.
Oh, well, you know.
And then they built the first, you know, actual fighter jets.
Ones. Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you know, whatever you got to do, you know. Yeah. Well, one of the things that we Dad, you and I have been bringing up is a little bit of pet peeves. I guess that could be a pet peeve for somebody over in England. Like, hey, wait a minute, damn it, you know. But something happened to Davis and I. Davis takes drum lessons at Harry Music on Tuesday evenings.
They're great.
And, and Dennis is a great teacher. And, by the way, I think he listens to this channel, too. But when we come up into town, we come up past, up the hill, up off of Cypress. We make the left there right before you get to the old Wendy's. And then you make the next left, kind of pointed towards Harriet Music, you know, headed down the 273. Well, when I'm sitting there waiting for a couple of cars, a stop sign there, actually it's the road before that, down by Jiffy Lube, it's just a stop sign. And I'm sitting there getting ready to make my left, and, you know, there's a couple of cars coming down the road, and my truck, the new truck, has that, it's got the little beeps when you get a little close to something, trash cans or like us in the fence or anything. But when it thinks something is coming up to you quickly, it gives you a warning. And the whole dash kind of lights up, proximity, something, something. And, you know, I don't know, this is on your level, Drew. A lot of stuff is way out of my pay grade.
Really
and,
gets your attention.
But we've never been close to an accident or anything. What went off, and as it's going off, I'm looking, my instinct is I look in the mirror, because I'm thinking something's coming at me fast, and I'm not going to be able to get out of the way. It was a tweaker who ran up to the back of my truck, jumped on the bumper, and jumped off the back of my truck, and it set that proximity thing off on my truck. And he just took off running down the road, no shirt, no shoes, half-torn jeans. He ran right out into that traffic that I was waiting to, you know, go by. Car misses, and he just disappears down, you know, I think that next block over, there's an old cemetery over there. That might be St. Joseph's old cemetery, whatever it is over there. And he just disappeared down through there. And I'm just thinking, I mean, the guy was probably 6 foot tall and weighed all of 80 pounds.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, that sounds like he can move.
Yeah, I mean, he was moving too. And I was like, oh my gosh,
some crazy people out there.
If you want to run out in traffic, that's one thing, but don't touch my truck. don't touch my truck. So
that ain't a truck. That's a computer with wheels.
Yeah.
Thank you. Somebody finally said it.
Yeah, well, that's when we bought it. They're like, you want to get the extended warranty? There's like 20 computers on this. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I can't fix any of that. I wouldn't even know how to change a plug in that.
I wouldn't anymore.
Yeah, well, you're the smart one in the family.
Maybe
so,
I'm the youngest.
That was my pet peeve for the week.
Yeah. Now, you see, I got a really small one, really short one, because so I went to the Enterprise High School graduation last night. Well, not last night, Thursday night, because, I had some junior friends that were graduating this year. And, go back, celebrate with them, be with them. It's their night. And I'm sitting there listening to the principal, give his, whole, dream, go on, do great things, commencement speech, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, hold on a second. This is basically the same speech he gave last year.
Well, yeah, he probably just regurgitates the same thing, changes it a
little
bit.
Yeah, but I ask you this question. How many families have multiple kids that are graduating either back-to-back or, have several kids that are graduating every couple of years?
Yeah.
Is if he's just, repeating that same speech again, I would, as a parent, be like, wow, this isn't really a great ceremony anymore.
Put a little more effort into
Please.
It, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Get a new writer.
Get a
new writer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Davis's school, you lost your principal. She's moving back to being a teacher, right?
One of my fifth grade teachers is going to be an eighth grade teacher since the class I was in when I got to the school had way too much students. Too many students per teacher ratio thingy.
Yeah.
And sometimes one of the fifth grade teachers has to go and be a different grade, and he teaches just a group of kids. He's going to do that again this year.
Awesome.
But they don't have another teacher that wants to do it, so my principal is stepping down and being a teacher again.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, she started out as a teacher, and I know that's her, her thing. That's, you know, teachers love doing their job because they love it, not because they're getting rich doing it. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, and I like seeing principals too, that, you know, they were teachers, you know, they've moved up, they've become admin, you know, they've been both places.
Yes.
You know, and that's not always the case.
No, no, but it is good. Our family friend of ours is a vice principal now. Yeah. He started out as a teacher and on. He's a vice principal at one of the local schools now.
Yeah.
So,
pretty cool.
Well, the world is small like that.
It's a really good school we've got our boy going to. And you don't hear anything like you do some of these nightmare scenarios at other schools where the teachers have to buy stuff for the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably a little bit of that going on out there. I think, you know, because that if they need it, they, you know, they'll do what they have to.
Yeah.
But, you know, Davis is school. They've got the advantage. They've got the robotics, and they've got the what do you call that elective? The club, not Club Live. What's the other
coding
one?
Club?
Coding club. That's it. So you have the advantage of having that and on. It seems to be the same kids doing that all the way through all the years. So
yeah, but now you don't have to be in the coding elective to be in the coding club.
Yeah, that's probably good, because what if you can't get into the elective, but you still want to be in the club?
Yeah.
I was in the Builders Club down in L.A. when I grew up down by San Diego, but when we came up here, there was not that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do whatever Shasta High had at that time. So.
Well, when I was in school, I had to carry a club. Just to beat off the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, T-Rex trying to take you. It was all in black and white, right? Go back 20 minutes ago.
What is this, pick on Grandpa Day?
Maybe.
It's always that day.
Yeah. So
for me, it's the opposite.
Yeah. So,
in a good way.
Yeah, I know Aileen's still the whole Mission Act thing now with the VA. You know, it started on the 6th and all. They've been pushing that. I can see good things coming out of that. When you read through a lot of it, there definitely looks like there's some things that are coming out of that that'll do better for us in the long run. We still are kind of in our own little bubble up here, and you know, we're just in the beginning stages of building a new clinic. How is all that going to affect us in the next couple of years? The only thing that still gets me is the commercial where you see, you know, every vet has access to this and on a phone or a tablet. And I'm like, no, I don't. Where's mine at, you know? I don't know, maybe that's next. Because I tell you, I'd rather do telehealth, talking to my doctor on that.
Hey, David, there's your project.
Yeah.
Then
have to drive. Because for me, it's a half hour, 35, 40 minute drive to get into town. And it's not going to be any closer out there on Knighton off of Knighton Road than it is right now. But at least, you know, I say it, I look forward to having a new facility just because the parking is horrible. But I don't think the admin is going to change, and I don't think the atmosphere is going to change. You can build a new building, but if you don't fix the existing problems, those problems come over, and it's still the same results. You know, we're following madness right now.
All you're really doing is putting a pretty painting over the hole in the wall.
Yeah, we mentioned it before. You've got a rock. You polish it up. You still got a rock.
You still have a rock. It's just a pretty rock. That's all it is.
Yeah, looks amazing, but probably does nothing now.
So I do look forward to the new building, but I think in the long run, it's just going to be the same problems, the same scenarios happening all the time, unless you change the people that are running it. Because if good people were running it right now, the only thing we'd have an issue with is parking. You know? And if they could run it well, they would be running it well. Magically moving into another building isn't going to make someone a good manager, a good director, a good leader. Mm-hmm. And all that means is they get to stand there and say, look at me, until everything goes down, and then they're going to do the same thing they are doing and just blame everything else instead of taking responsibility as a good leader would.
Mm.
Take responsibility and fix problems adapt, overcome, move forward. Everybody, all the vets out there listen to all that stuff. Sounds familiar to all of us, you know.
Yeah.
Fix what's broken and move forward and all. So.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And this is broke. And we're spending is $50 million to have a new nice polished rock and all. So we're going to take our another commercial break real quick. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Let's save Chick-fil-A. You see, the Texas legislature is making a strong statement with the controversial new Save Chick-fil-A bill that passed the Senate with a 19-12 vote and was recently approved by the Texas House with an overwhelming 79-62 vote. The bill was spurred on when the San Antonio City Council barred the fast food chain from opening a restaurant in their city, simply for donating to Christian organizations and advocacy groups. Chick-fil-A welcomes and embraces all people, regardless of religion, race, or any other group they're a part of. It is encouraging that the Texas legislature is doing the same.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. I had to wake everybody up a little bit. A little Metallica in the morning never hurt anybody. And welcome back to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM. Before we get into, there's a couple of events coming up that I wanted to talk about. But one of the things I came across on one of the, I get emails from the VA and all the different departments. I don't know if this is an improvement, but I think it's a usable tool. It's called the Welcome Kit, and it gives you, it looks like in the picture they have in here, several different, I'll call them booklets and all, guidance and checklists to see what a veteran is eligible for. It says on here VA benefits, VA health care, disability ratings, caregiver benefits, and it just lists a bunch of other things. But from what I can see on the picture, it does look like an actual checklist. Like they've got, you know, an education one, it's green, and there's several different boxes to check, and they probably got some other things that, you know, it's too small to read on there. It just says here, go to the VA website and welcome kit and you can order one for yourself. You can download a VA welcome kit in black and white or download it in color. And I just found this online. So actually when I get home on my computer we were talking about earlier, Drew, I'll go ahead and download those on there. But I think you can actually request a hard copy as well. So it may not answer all the questions, but, you know, never hurts to have a little bit of a checklist to, you know,
give you somewhere to start.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You can go to your VSO and on and maybe request more information on that.
Yeah.
One of the things on here that I didn't say is it also has a checklist for VA home loans. Now, Aileen and I both used our home loan. We just sold our Eureka house. So that one was under my name. So now my VA home loan is available to use again. I'm not ever moving again. I have my last house, maybe into a home somewhere when Davis is tired of seeing me. But
yeah, but by then he'd be taking care of both of us.
Yes. And it does say right down here in the bottom that when you get through, you know, it's you can't go to your VSO. Sounds like it looks like we got a phone call wanting to come through.
Rick.
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Hey, not bad, not bad. You spurred me on this morning. You started talking about veterans things, and I got all agitated, and I wanted to real quickly add something that we had to educate the new landlords of the building the other day about veterans. They thought that the VFW down in Anderson was, you know, sufficient enough for the Reading vets too, and yeah, we kind of had to explain that we're separate, distinct, and apart from that organization. And, you know, it was a good meeting, but, you know, it's surprising that you have to, you know, educate folks. And then your comment about the 50, are you sure that's $50 million just for the new building?
When we were at the Marine Corps birthday, and I was talking to Johannesson, he told mm-hmm. Frank and I it was $45 million, and then I'm pretty sure Frank had a piece of paper some months ago that it said it was actually $50
million. Wow.
That's a lot of money, and I'm pretty vocal on my opinion on it. Mm-hmm. It'll be a nice, pretty, shiny rock, but with the same administration problems we have, we're going to be right back in the same position. So,
I like that analysis of yours. A nice shiny rock, you know, blah, blah, blah. and I want to capitalize on that because that is so true. And, you know, I think you could put that nice shiny rock situation on the entire veteran community in Shasta County, which, by the way, we had to bring up, actually your boss brought up to this meeting that 20% of Shasta County are veterans. They had no idea.
Yes, and the most people don't. I think you and I have had this conversation. Most vets walking around, we don't wear shirts, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, whatever shirts. A lot of guys mostly wear caps. You know, my dad wears his Marine Corps caps. Frank's a little different. He's like a walking billboard for that
boat
and Steelers and
boat altogether. Yeah.
Yeah. And but most of the people walking around, especially women, do not quote unquote advertise that they were in the military. Aileen rarely does, other than when she doesn't want to comb her hair or whatever, and she pulls her hair back in a ponytail. She puts a Navy hat on. So the same also, Rick, is when you go to the cemetery. You know, the scouts all across this country for generations go during Memorial Day and Veterans Day and put flags at the head of the gravestones for veterans. When you walk through there, not every gravestone, you know, it has that depicted on it, you know, served in the Navy or whatever, you know, whatever mm-hmm. it was. And most of the women veterans that are buried in cemeteries have nothing on there to identify that. So I think that's something as a civilization, I will say that we've lost, and we should be able to recognize those folks a little bit better.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, speaking of recognition, I think you're going to see a concerted effort, I think, to really get this 20% of the Shasta County veterans voting as a block. We have power, and we're going to have to identify and use that power. It's a powerful tool, but we need a lot of things for the veterans community. We'll talk later about this, but I'm gonna pin you down on the mat, and we're gonna have to outline something, because it's kind of silly that we're such a great force up here and a good force that we need to miss it.
Yes.
And we need our own home, and we need to continue to project, you know, who we are, what we are, and we need to do from our own facility. We, as a VFW for Reading, we don't need to be paying rent to anybody. We need to have our own place and conduct our own agenda.
I completely 100% agree with that. So,
and one of the things is we'd be supporting scouts too, so you'd have a place to go. And I got to tell you, I had an interesting conversation yesterday with people such as Phyllis Kenneth Traver, and we have to have that canteen, that bar, kind of separate and apart, much like the Elks Club does, because when they have kids in there, we've had people, you know, that didn't want to rent the facility because the bar's right there.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So
we have to separate, we have to parse that out so family people can come on in and enjoy it. And I have to worry about their, you know, their little ones looking at some guy sitting at the bar stool.
Yeah.
And that's where we got to go with this whole thing.
Well, it's on all of our minds right now. So it's something we definitely have to have a lunch and sit down and figure out how we can move all of this forward. So,
well, we do. It's gotten to the point now. It's very, very serious. I don't know how much longer we are at that one facility, but for the short term, I think we're there. But other than that, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the bar, the family, recruiting, a place where the scouts can come and meet, we need to do that all.
Yes, and we're a big scout family, and we meet at a school, and the parent-teacher organization at that school does not exactly, I don't think it's not that they don't back us, they just don't know who we are or what we represent. The school half the time forgets that we are there on whatever night of the week we meet, and they schedule things, and we get bumped a lot, and, you know, we're the afterthought a lot. And,
I told you before, I grew up with scouting. Thank God scouting was there for me. And I tell you, at least from this guy, you have an ally, and we need to build the civil fence.
Well, we'll get it all together. I'm going to have to cut you off real quick, Mr. Ortega, because we got to get going. And I will catch up with you this week, okay, sir?
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Real quick, too, before we go, I have a flyer here. Welcome home event for post-9/11 veterans and their families over at Waterworks. Free evening at Waterworks, Saturday, June 15th. 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you for your service. It says limited tickets. You can go to, holy moly, they've got a contact here, Alfred, for more information at 925-270-6547, and that's for Waterworks Park, you know. And, you know, I appreciate anything that, you know, we can, as vets, we can get that as,
yeah,
that helps us. And that, if that's an evening out, I know my little one would probably like to go to that and get wet for a couple of hours. And
maybe bring a friend.
Yeah, maybe bring a friend. That'd be nice. And his dad's a vet too, so he should be able to do that. So,
yes,
you know,
Dad.
We talked a lot today, a lot of scout stuff today. I'm glad Ranger Rick got to call in. You know, he and I have definitely had conversations about the VFW here in town and all. No, we are not the same as Anderson. We are a separate group up here. The VFWs, the American Legions, the AMVETs, all the different groups, and they're in different towns. They're in different towns for a reason. I'm a Mason also. You know, I'm up here. I'm not in Chico. You know, same family, but we have our own individual cities that everybody likes to stay in their own little areas. And also, with all of that, we talked about a lot today. Drew, thank you for coming back.
Thank you.
You're always welcome to come back anytime. We'll talk later. If anybody has any questions or anything that they want to bring up with me or just talk about, you can email me at manningthewatch@outlook.com. And I know Aileen and I usually check that a couple, three times a week. I didn't get to check it yesterday, so I don't know if there's anything on there. And if anybody just has any pet peeves or anything they want me to bring up like I had a couple weeks ago, I'm more than happy to do that. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch till next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.